Members of the Financial Services Union in Ulster Bank have voted to accept the terms of their proposed transfer to Permanent TSB and Pepper Finance as the NatWest owned lender heads for the exit door. By the end of next year, there'll be only three retail banks operating in Ireland, AIB, Bank of Ireland and Permanent TSB. This compares to 12 banks just 14 years ago. Both Ulster Bank and KBC are leaving the Irish market. John O'Connell is General Secretary of the Financial Services Union. And John, thanks for coming to studio this morning. Ulster has close, I think, to 3,000 employees, KBC around 1,000. How many are now going to transfer and how many will exit the banking world and take packages?
So far, with disagreement, 450 will transfer to Permanent TSB, and already we have signed off an agreement with AIB with the transfer loans there for another 290 staff to transfer into AIB, and that is underway as we speak.
And the rest?
And the rest then will be dealt with, I suppose, through redundancies. We still seek other opportunities in terms of there's still discussions. There's non-performing loans to be sold. There's a tracker book to be sold. So we'll continue to engage with Ulster Bank and whoever the purchaser is to save as many jobs as possible. But I think today is a very positive day in terms of the number of jobs that have been saved so far.
And they retain their existing terms and conditions?
Yeah, so they retain their existing terms and conditions. There are some changes for staff, and we have to acknowledge that, significantly around pension issues. If you remember a defined benefit scheme, for instance, and the receiving bank does not have an open defined benefit scheme, well, then you will have changes, but we have negotiated those changes and ameliorated the worst effects of them.
Now, if you take Ulster Bank, they have, I think, 88 branches in this country. What's going to happen to those branches and buildings?
Well, again, a positive around this deal is that 25 of those branches will transfer to Permanent TSB ownership. But unfortunately, the remaining 53 branches will close at some point in the future. The bank at the moment is signalling March. We argue that that's too soon in terms of a transition of this scale. But we will see in terms of when the figures are published in the autumn. In September, I understand the central bank is going to publish figures in terms of the number of accounts opened and how that transition is going with the first tranche of Ulster Bank customers. That will be the end of their 6 months.
And that will be interesting to get those official figures, and I'll come back to them in just a minute. But just to stay with the banking world at the moment, we're down to three banks when Ulster and KBC exit the market. The banking landscape has changed completely in 14 years.
Radical change in terms of consumer choice and in terms of employment choice as well, because the reduction that you illustrated is quite severe. I think that the positives are that the government has initiated a banking review. I think that will feed into policy and then follow through with regulation. And that's the real opportunity for government to make changes that benefit consumers in the first instance, but protects our banking structure going forward.
And gets competition in the market.
Yes, there will be changes in terms of competition because reduced players in the market. There are some that are coming in and I suppose eating the other bank's lunch in areas that is selective. But in terms of full banking service, there's going to be three full banking services available to us. And so both the competition issues there and particularly the regulatory issues around consumer protection are things that there is a real need for focus on. As we know, the consumer code in the central bank is 10 years out of date and urgently needs updating. It's from another era, pre-Revolut, pre-banking apps, and it really needs to reflect the reality of banking today.
It's been a really difficult time for customers of KBC and Ulster Bank, and indeed for the staff in those banks, trying to process the changes that are happening and the closures and for customers moving on. You said you'll get official figures in September from the central bank, but have we any idea at this stage what percentage of customers have completed transfers?
We have, a myriad of information, but the beauty of getting it from the central bank is there'll be a standard, and I think they will go on reporting then on a monthly basis. The problem with the current figures is that everybody is putting figures out there, but they're not really being explained. So one bank put out 200,000, but didn't explain that it wasn't current accounts, that it was all new accounts opened. On a regular 6-month cycle, banks would open about 100,000 accounts. So again, that needs to be explained. That the
is it still a bit of a mess?
I think it is quite a challenge. It's a, you know, it's a change of the scale that we haven't seen since probably the euro transition. And so from that point of view, it does need direct focus from both the policymakers in the Department of Finance, the regulators, the banks, and ourselves as stakeholders.
And are they not getting that direct focus? Like, there is a time scale here. The clock is ticking. Will it happen?
I think part of the challenge is that Ulster Bank moved when the central bank was saying that the banking system wasn't ready. The banking system is still trying to catch up. There's still staff and deficits and challenges there, challenges with training new colleagues coming in. And those are things that are being worked on, but it's been worked on in parallel with trying to organise an exit for people.
Well, we look forward to seeing those figures in September from the central bank. John O'Connell of the Financial Services Union, thanks for your time this morning.